Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Pam Sherman, our Suburban Outlaw. I've heard you've joined yet another committee.
Yes, I have taken on a role. I'm really careful about joining committees, getting involved. I like to spread my charity by showing up as an auctioneer. You know, you show up, you're a hero, and then you leave. But I decided to actually take on the induction leadership committee for the National Women's Hall of Fame live induction, which is happening this October in 2021. It's such a special place to me. You know, 20 years ago when we moved here, my husband said, you know, we got to go to this event. It was on a Friday night. It was raining in October. And I sat down at this little table with my little plate of cheese, and I sat down next to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, my goodness.
It was crazy.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It's this beautiful gem in Seneca Falls. Yeah. They've just moved into an old knitting factory that's been completely renovated. I'm so proud of the women who started the hall, who celebrate Women of Impact this year being inducted. Mia Hamm. I mean, come on. That's huge for
That's
every
awesome.
Little girl soccer player.
I knew personally one person in the Hall of Fame there,
Blanche
Scott. I met her because she shared a hospital room with my grandmother back in 1972 when I was in high school. And I spent days talking to her because she was so interesting. She was a female pilot. She said, I went through three husbands. And all of them died.
Wow.
And, you know, she blazed a lot of trails, and she's in the Hall of Fame. And when I go there, I look for her picture.
It is amazing. Both living, you know, this year, Michelle Obama, Indra Nooyi, Joy Harbaugh, the poet laureate, and many, many others, but also posthumously Katherine Johnson, Hidden Figures, Octavia Butler. Mm. So the hall will be selling tickets, but most important, they need support.
Yeah.
So my job is to get partners and sponsors and people who really want to make a difference, because for goodness sake, I'm going to say this, we have a comedy hall of fame that's fully finished in Jamestown, New York.
Yes.
The National Women's Hall of Fame in the place of women's rights should be a huge beacon of hope and stories of impact, and needs to be more than finished. It needs to shine on for many years to come.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.